Hello, my name is Dave, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This episode is coming to you from a parked Honda Civic in a shower of rain. So I'm using an Olympus LS10 handheld recorder without the headset, so you may hear some ambient rain noise on the roof of the car, so just consider it atmosphere, a little extra bonus for you there. But in today's very brief episode of Hacker Public Radio, I want to talk about Zenity. And if I'm not mistaken, Zenity is part of the standard GNOME desktop, and Zenity is a program that will display GTK Plus dialogs in return, either in return code or in standard output, the user's input, and this allows you to present information and ask for information from the user, and you can use this in your Bash shell scripts. So that's from the man page, I'm pretty sure, and it's a succinct description of what the program will do. What this means is that it's a way to add really quick in your shell scripts, in one or two lines of code, GTK Plus dialogs that will allow, you know, the user to click or to fill in a blank or to select the file or anything like that. So if you want to find out more, you can just type man Zenity and you will see a very large number of options. And, you know, stuff like dash dash question or calendar entry error, file dash selection, info list, progress title, and on most of these you can, you know, then pass some text to that option that, you know, what, like for instance with title, you can define what you want the title of the GTK dialog window that pops up to be. Progress, of course, is the progress dialog. File selection is the GTK Plus file selection dialog. Entry is will output on standard output what the user typed into the text entry field. Question will allow the user to select either cancel or yes, return code of 1 or 0 respectively. So what this allows you to do is to enhance your shell scripts very easily, very quickly, with some GTK Plus dialogues. So if you're not a full-blown programmer of graphical programs, this is a way to look like one, or maybe just feel like one just a little bit. I don't know. I'm not a programmer, but I do write shell scripts that I use every day, and I've not used this. I don't know that I will use it, but some of you may. If you want an example that's probably a far better explanation than I'm giving right now of what Zenity can do, you can go to forums.debian.net, and I could give you the really long, ugly URL to a thread in that forum, but instead I will do the tiny URL version, tinyurl.com/d7xx5b. And in this thread, you will see an 11-line, 12 if you count the shebang at the beginning, Bash shell script that will run apt-get update. Find out if there are any updates. If the updates are more than 0, it will, with literally, you know, 2 lines of Zenity code, or really 1, and then, well, I guess it's 2 lines of Zenity code in the middle of this 11-line Bash script, it will say, you know, it'll present to you a GTK Plus dialog window will pop up that says there are this many updates available. Do you want to update? Yes or no? And depending on whether you click yes or no, it'll pass a return code 0 or 1 in this case, and it'll allow you to update your system. So, and you put that in a cron job. So that's sort of cool. Maybe you didn't know about Zenity. I didn't know about Zenity. I'm a Fluxbox user. I don't use GNOME that much. But I stumbled upon this and noticed it was part of GNOME, and it seems relatively useful. So if you didn't know about it, there, now you do. If it sounds useful, go use it. If you didn't like this episode of Hacker Public Radio, do something about it. Get off your lazy carcass and record your own. Be a producer of content for Hacker Public Radio, not just a consumer. All right, until next Hacker Public Radio episode, this is Dave signing off.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.